USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hamas released an additional 12 hostages as part of the extended ceasefire with Israel. The temporary pause in fighting was prolonged for an extra 2 days. Today, 30 Palestinian detainees, including 15 women and 15 minor males, are set to be released from Israeli prisons. CIA Director Bill Burns is reportedly in Qatar for discussions with his Israeli and Egyptian counterparts on a potential further extension of the truce. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizes that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor, he said illegal migration has created an urgent need for reform in the asylum and parole systems. Approximately 100 million people on the East Coast may be adjusting the thermostats as a significant cold front descends upon the region tonight. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures up to 20 degrees below average in parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley, as well as some areas along the East Coast. Colder conditions are also anticipated in parts of Texas and Florida. Missiles fired from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen toward a Navy warship, the USS Mason, were not intended for that vessel, according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The vessels, the Mason and the Central Park, were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
The incident follows numerous attacks on U.S. entities in the region amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. For the first time in 3 months, Americans are expressing increased optimism about the economy. The Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board experienced a 3-point rise in November. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
Today is Giving Tuesday, providing an excellent opportunity to provide assistance through donations, volunteerism, or offering support to those in need. According to the latest report from Giving USA, charitable giving has decreased by 10% this year, reaching its lowest level in 3 decades. Musicians Hall & Oates, in a career of nearly 50 years, have sold 40 million albums and had 19 songs hit the top 10 on various charts, 9 of which went to number 1. Now Hall is suing Oates over their catalog. Lance Pry has more.
Musician Daryl Hall's lawsuit against music partner John Oates is exposing the music rights business, something we don't see very often on what actually takes place. The growth of music streaming music, coupled with the increase in licensing opportunities in TV shows, movies, video games, etc., is increasing the value of holding song rights and making them lucrative investments. Hall's lawsuit against Oates is an attempt to stop the sale of some original music rights. Years ago, Hall & Oates sold some of their catalog. Now it appears that Oates recently agreed to sell at least some of his remaining rights. Katy Perry sold her catalog recently, 5 albums for $225 million. Outright.
Complete with 98 Christmas trees, 72 wreaths, and 2.8 miles of ribbon, the White House has been transformed into a classic winter wonderland for the holidays. First Lady Jill Biden unveiled the decor yesterday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.